This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, you can go ahead and send it to Kelvin and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. The email is still up and around and still able to be accessed. So if you have a this shouldn't be a thing, a question, comment, guest idea, topic idea, email it. janesays@civicmedia.us. We'd love to hear from you. Today it is the What the Flock edition. This coming from Germany in DW.com. And I looked it up. It's Deutschwell. That's what DW stands for. Let's see here. Kieran Burke has the byline and it goes, bargain hunters, 50 sheep visit German supermarket. Holy God, there is a picture. Wow. That is intimidating. Around 50 sheep wandered into a penny supermarket in the small Bavarian town of Bergsen in southern Germany. The sheep lingered around the shelves and checkout area for about 20 minutes after they had strayed from their flock before entering the store on Monday. It's unclear how the sheep broke loose. My guess is that someone wasn't looking and they were looking at their phone and the sheep were like, let's make a break for it. Or Calvin, let's make a break for it. You're welcome. That's a pun. The sheep lingered. Thank you. The discount retailer has managed to turn the incident into something of a guerrilla marketing campaign, receiving a flood of responses on its Instagram page. That's awesome. It's in German. I can't read German. I love that. That's the way you do it. That's the way you absolutely do it. Speaking to Augsburger, it's a German newspaper, let's go with that. Jürgen Kips said he initially thought it was being pranked. I've never experienced anything like this before. I don't think many people have. I would say many people who own German supermarkets probably haven't been through this either, so you might be one of the first. I thought we were on candid camera. If you've never heard of that, folks, ask your meemaw or peepaw. During their short visit, the flock managed to cause a fair bit of mess. If they had to run to the right towards the fruit and vegetables, God forbid, you would have to be able to get them out. Kips goes on to say, getting the sheep to leave the supermarket premises took some doing, and they tried pushing them out, but basically they had to just bang loudly on the cash register, and the animals got startled and exited through the sliding glass door by the parking lot. But here's the problem. The sheep went in through or out through the indoor. Very disrespectful from the sheep, I must say. Very disrespectful. Must be kid sheep. Must be very youthful sheep, I must say. But yeah, that is all well and good. And the flocks, you know, didn't cause much damage and weren't there for long. And luckily, they made use of it. I would actually go on this. Penny Deutschland is the Instagram handle. They have 125,000 followers. That's pretty cool. But they've made good of it. They've made fun of it. They've had a good time. And hopefully they're selling more gift cards and energy drinks than ever. And that brings us to the end of another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.